Hello, and what a pleasure it is to be recording another episode of We Came, We Saw, We Podcasted.
Yes, it is.
If that sounded sarcastic, it wasn't meant to sound sarcastic.
No, not at all.
It's being genuine.
It's always a pleasure
to
join my good friend Brian, to have a chinwag.
That's all right.
Share some food, have some coffee. And
it's been a long day.
But the world's all right. Yeah, it has.
We did get together about midday today. What time is it now?
20 past 7
in the evening.
It's taken us 7 hours to get to this point.
It has taken us 7 hours.
So, if anyone says that we don't try...
Yeah, they're wrong. They're absolutely wrong. We definitely try.
Bang out of order.
We may not get it out on time.
But we certainly...
At all, recently.
We certainly try.
But we do try.
No matter what life has thrown at us, we have somehow found to be here every week on the podcast. So there we are.
Look at it like this. You're either going to receive this podcast on a Wednesday or you're going to receive it on a Friday.
Yeah.
Sorry.
There's no chance of you getting it on a Thursday.
No. But hey ho.
But we're here now. The main thing is
we're here. We're here. And right now, everything is working. Oh, fuck, I just jinxed that.
Yeah, touch some wood, quick. Hey? Where's my head?
Oh, I got a wooden table right in front of me. I'm like, where's wood? Wood's there. Just right in front of me.
Right in front of your face.
Hello, wood.
How are you?
I'm all right.
Yeah, more correctly, should I identify it as saying, how tickety-boo is you?
I love that.
Tickety-boo.
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 Stephen Fry joins us already this week.
He does indeedy do. And tickety-boo then?
It's not been a bad week.
Busy, working?
Last week, Elliot was ill.
That's been another
bad week in the way of illness and snot, coughs. Stuff like that. But I'm better now. I no longer have that horrible chest thing going on.
Feel like it's gone.
Yeah, I can actually go a day without retching up my guts. So that's quite nice. But the kids have been ill around me. But apart from that, you know, it's just been a week. The reason that we didn't record this Tuesday is because I decided to go to London. I know, right, Rob? I went to London.
I did warn him. I warned him. And he said, I got an invite.
I didn't touch anything.
No.
But work said, would you like to come and watch James Bond at a private screening in London? I said, of course I would. And then I realised, fuck, I don't even like James Bond. But it's a night out in London.
Indeed.
So, yeah, I went to this really posh cinema on Tuesday night with work.
Was it one of those little ones with about 30 seats in it? But
have
really...
40 sofas in there.
Lovely.
We had tables. We had food laid out for us.
Yeah.
We had poofies to put our feet up on.
Oh.
Hey? And we had all the food and
I'm trying
the
to work out why I didn't tag along
It was all free. All I had to do was get myself to London. A small price to pay, I think,
absolutely,
for a good night out in London.
So despite the fact that you're not really a James Bond fan...
I've never hardly watched any of it. The last James Bond film I watched was the first one with Daniel Craig in it.
Casino Royale.
Fucking hell, this goes on for so long. And I kind of got the same feeling when I went to see it on Tuesday as well. I just think there comes a point in the film where you get to about an hour 45 and you think, let's just, you know, get to the end of the story now.
I think...
But James Bond has a tendency to lead you to believe that you're at the end of the story and then you've got another fucking 45 minutes to sit until you actually get to the end of the story. It's a little bit overrated.
You know about Vine, don't you?
Right.
The 6 second videos,
yeah?
Okay, so I reckon most James Bond movies could be summed up in a single Vine.
The thing is, it's
the name's
great.
Bond. Pew, pew. James Bond. That's pretty much it. It's guns, he sleeps with someone, and he drives a fast car. That's about all you get.
He does do a lot of sleeping, just like I did. I went to this posh
cinema.
Private cinema with avocado and chicken paninis.
Oh, get
Studio
out of here.
5.
You've changed.
I have changed. Avocado eating. Fucking hell. Yeah, Genesis Cinema in Mile End Road.
Oh, you have changed.
So, you know, but it was all right.
Did you enjoy the night out?
I did enjoy the night
out. Something a bit different.
I enjoyed the nap as well. I did enjoy the nap.
It was appreciated.
Yeah. Well, you know, a lot of us fell asleep. A lot of us were there for the same reason.
End of the day, though, isn't it?
Yeah. So, as I said, good night out.
Good.
So, yeah, it was all right. Oh.
So it's James Bond's fault then that this podcast is late.
Yeah, basically, blame him.
Exactly. All right, fair enough. But it sounds like you've had a pretty good week then. So a little highlight to the week. That's fair enough.
I ended up doing a lot of fucking walking around London though.
I've
been to London a few times. And when I've been to London, I rely on myself to get myself to London and back. Don't rely on anybody. I work it out myself.
Yeah, it's fair enough.
On Tuesday night, I put my hands in my work colleagues.
Hang on. Where are you going with this?
No, hang on. I put my trust in my work colleagues' hands. Is that the right saying?
Yeah.
Right?
That's better.
And I just followed them. I thought, I'll follow them.
They must know where they're going.
They must know where they're going. They didn't fucking know where they were going.
Did they stride with confidence?
And we did more walking than riding the underground. And we arrived about 45 minutes late, so I wasn't a fan of that. So that's why I did sleep. I was fucking knackered by the time I got there. I ate that fucking avocado, and that was it.
There we are.
I was bit of power walking, snoring on that
an avocado.
So there you go.
Oh, so it was a beautiful sight. A beautiful sight. Well, I was, I guess in a way, technically kind of reenacting.
Oh, can I ask you something else, all right?
Go on.
Right. So we finally get there.
I'll explain the reenacting in a minute.
We finally get there, and there's a free bar.
All right?
So the boss says to us, go get yourself a drink and everything. And I'm thinking, all right, I already know this film is 2.5 hours long.
Yeah.
I got informed of that on the train on the way to London.
Right.
With two things. They told me food was going to get laid out. All the way to London, people were telling me that all that was going to be there is tapas. And I'm thinking, I haven't fucking eaten all day and I'm going to eat tapas. One, I'm not entirely sure what tapas is. Two, I probably won't like it. But thankfully, there were paninis and other stuff there.
As we've learned, chicken and avocado paninis.
Right, okay.
Was there tapas? So
we get to the bar and I think 2.5 hours... I'm going to be in tapas, whatever that is. Like, what do you think the etiquette is? If the boss has laid on a free bar and he's behind you, I go, not one, but two, spicy Captain Morgan gold rum.
Yeah.
And ginger beer. And okay. I thought I'd go for two. And I turn around and the boss is looking at me with two of the same drinks, knowing that both of them are for me.
A savvy bar ordering, that is.
You know, but do you think that's bad etiquette to show the host of a free bar just to, like, line up your table with drinks? It's free. All it was, I just got the feeling, like, he looked at me and went, hey, Brian, two drinks? That's the kind of impression I got. And I thought, oh, yeah, that's a bit bad. But then I thought, but I'm just thinking cleverly.
Yeah, of course you are. You're thinking savvy.
I'm just thinking, I won't have to get up for at least an hour.
In fairness,
I went and got two more later on. But yeah, Spectre's shit.
not recommending it then, no. I'll wait for it to be on ITV then.
But thanks very much to my boss. I had a good Tuesday night out.
Yeah, well, exactly. It's a bit of a different experience. It's not often you get to go to a private screening of a new film that's out, so... Cool, excellent.
How has your week been?
My week's been pretty tickety-boo as well, actually. Yeah,
yeah. Tickety-boo.
Yeah, it's been all right. And as I say, I was reenacting a little bit of James Bond-esque vibe myself.
Yeah.
As I went paintball. Pew-pew! Yeah, we're paintballing on Saturday.
Fucking money, punny.
Oh, God. Yeah, so that's what I did. And have you been paintballing before? Never been?
No.
I've been once before.
I'm a little bit too delicate for paintball.
I've been once before, and it's quite a while ago, so I'd totally forgotten how painful it is to be shot. So the first game or so...
I can't imagine. That's the thing. People have said to me, do you want to come paintballing? I'm thinking, isn't that people shooting at me? No, I fucking don't. I actually really don't.
You should. It's good fun.
No, it's not. You're getting shot.
It's fun.
It's not.
Because you get slack.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
That's the thing is, you're not the only one.
Kind of balances
yeah,
out.
I mean, and if you're good, you won't get shot too many times.
Right.
If you're rubbish, you will get shot a lot.
Mm.
And after the first few rounds, you've taken a few hits either in the arm or in the back or whatever, and you think, all right, it hurts a little bit. It's a bit of a sting, but it's not like the end of the world. You know, you're not going to fall on the floor crying.
Yeah.
So after that, you get a bit brave, and then you start running at people, hoping that you hit them before they hit you.
Yeah.
That was a good idea until I ran into 8 people at the same time,
yeah,
all on the opposing side. They opened fire on me.
Right.
I ended up in a tree.
Oh.
A fallen tree, obviously. You know, I just sort of dove in the tree trying to protect myself. They just come up behind me and just shot the absolute...
You've got any bruises in that?
That one's still hanging around, this one on my arm, right, which is fading a little bit now. But that, bear in mind, that's, what, 5 days ago?
Yeah.
I got hit twice in the back, and I don't know if that's...
Another reason as well why I would never go paintballing is that episode of Biker Grove off of the Nighters where...
Ant and Dec, Biker
yeah,
Grove.
Yeah, where PJ gets shot in the eyes, doesn't he? And loses his sight, and then he's just like wobbling around from then on, like being led by Duncan. I don't want to be PJ to your Duncan.
Was PJ
mate.
Ant?
I need to clarify that because I think PJ was Ant.
Because it's always Ant and Dec when you look at them, so I'm assuming it was always PJ and Duncan.
Yeah.
Okay.
let's not go into this too much, but yeah, that's another reason.
Yeah, they do say that if you take your goggles off and get hit in the eye, you're likely to go blind. Like,
go
instantly.
Blind. I know.
Your eye replaced.
I know PJ taught me that lesson in the 90s, Rob.
But
I've lived, like, my life...
The last 20 years.
Avoiding paintballing because of PJ and Duncan, so I salute them.
Who would have thought your life lessons would have come from Biker Grove, eh?
Hey, why A, man?
Why A?
I'm trying to A, man.
So, all told, I think we've both had pretty tickety-boo weeks, haven't we?
Yeah, it's not been too bad.
Yeah.
Right. Tickety-boo. Someone hasn't been having a good week though, Rob. Again, after last week.
Not
we
Bieber
Marty
again.
Bieber. It's not Bieber this week. Another guess.
Like Bieber?
A little bit.
A little bit, right, okay, that narrows it down.
Like
One Direction.
Nothing. No.
Simon Cowell.
No, not Simon Cowell. Santi Tom Rob. That's right.
Who's Santi Tom Rob?
Santi Tom Rob. New artist, Santi Tom Rob. You remember Santi Tom? Oh, I wish I was a punk rocker with flowers in
yeah,
remember. My hair.
Yep. 77 and 69
revolution was in the This is air. Another thing I never got, just like James Bond.
What, Santi Tom?
Yeah, didn't get it. Didn't get this song. It was number one for flipping ages as well, I remember. And I didn't even know she was still a thing. Like, I
Is it a bit, like, a bit like Gabrielle? Sort of floating around in the ether somewhere, probably still doing music, but no one really
All
knows.
All references are spot on tonight, I'll tell you. They're spot on.
But do you know if Gabrielle's still performing?
No.
Next
Does
week?
Does she still wear an eye patch?
Probably.
That's what I want to know. Does she probably. Still wear a fucking eye patch?
Is that because you got a shot paintballing?
Probably. You know, she was out paintballing.
She should have watched PJ and Duncan.
She should have learned from PJ, just like I did. No.
So, what, hang on.
Circles.
So, hang on. Why did you bring Santi Tom up then? What's happened to Santi
well,
Tom?
She's having a bad week. I wouldn't say she's having a Mardi, and I'm not quite sure what she's trying to achieve, but she's basically she's writing new music, and she's got a brand new song out.
Okay.
And I think it's called Perfect.
Right.
All right. And she's been trying to get radio play in the UK, and you do have to think, there's a lot of competition out there, right?
Oh, God, yeah.
For playlist space on national radio stations.
And, yep.
You know, the way music is picked. And, you know, there isn't room for everybody. But anyway, she's got this brand new single, and she's not picking up a lot of airplay. And the BBC, hey.
Don't have a look at me. Don't look at me.
BBC.
Don't look at me.
They refused to playlist it on Radio 2.
I wasn't asked.
Sandy Tom, she's not happy about it. She's getting a little bit upset about it. Now, you've got to think, Sandy Tom, all right, no one knew who she is. Was.
Is
no
what,
one knew
was.
Who she was. And then she showed up.
Why are you slapping your knees like that? Like a three-year-old?
I don't know it. The song makes me want to do it.
Possessed by the spirit of Sandy Tom.
Oh, people wouldn't be happy without
no,
Tom,
no,
would
they?
Hey, come on, clap in time. Yeah, clap on the right notes.
Oh, hang on.
All right, let's stop clapping because right. We're going to have to bring those peats down later. It's more editing.
All right,
think about the editing.
True.
So
Sandy Tom.
She's had a bit of a public meltdown on Facebook. And it's really interesting when celebrities have these meltdowns. And look, we ain't doing this to take the piss.
Believe it or not.
I say that genuinely. We're not doing this to take the piss. We're just doing it. Because I ain't too sure how legit this is, all right? You could think it's very good promo for a new single, whatever it's called. I think I called it Perfect. I think it's called Earthquake.
I think it's called Earthquake,
Earthquake.
Yeah.
Earthquake. Again, we have to...
double-check these things.
Yeah, let's make a note of that next week.
Yeah, research. Spend more time researching.
In those 7 hours, sat around, research. No, it's definitely called Earthquake. It's not getting playlisted. She's posted the video to Facebook. We're going to play some of that video and we're going to break it down. All right.
We're not going to break down like her. We're just going to break it down.
She does break down a little bit.
I just heard that Earthquake didn't make the Radio 2 playlist again.
So, as explained, hasn't made the Radio 2 playlist.
Which, for those who don't live in the UK...
Yeah.
To understand this, Radio 2 is the biggest station in the UK. BBC Radio 2 is
the station,
the biggest listenership in the country.
Right.
Like 10 million people listen to The Breakfast Show. 6 to 7 million throughout the day. You know, this is a big station. This is a big deal. There is like 10 songs on the playlist, if that. So it's a very, very, very big audience, a very small chance that you're getting in.
All right. And you've got to think, okay, Sandy Tom... She's probably been working her ass off since she released.
Oh, I wish I was a punk rocker with flowers in my hair.
But she's made no waves since then.
No.
So to come out with a brand new single and expect Radio 2
just
playlist, she should know. I think she's a little bit naive. That's
is
one
she aiming too high?
Reason I think this could be a little bit set up, all right?
Okay.
I feel like James Bond tonight.
And I want to make this video so that people realise how much it hurts.
It hurts. She's very snotty as well, isn't she, Sandy?
Sounds very snotty. Sounds like she's quite crying.
Yeah.
Quite
she's,
crying?
She's not quite crying.
Can we check that?
Yeah. She has...
She's crying quite a lot.
Teach Rob correct. English. That's rich coming from me. Kettle black, all that.
Yeah. She's not happy.
She is not happy.
At this point, are you suspicious at this point, or is there a bit more to it before you get a little bit like, maybe this is a...
Well, the next thing she says is...
I made this record,
all right?
That's just the next thing she says, okay.
I made this record. I wrote a song that is pop. And it's catchy, and it fits their format, and there's no reason why they shouldn't playlist my music.
In your opinion?
Yeah. And there's not to have a go. Reminder, we're not having a go.
The thing is, I think that is where she's probably going wrong. She's writing a song to try and get playlisted.
Yeah.
Instead of just writing songs. But she's thinking about it too much. She's trying to go
trying
back to
hard.
Her heyday of...
Oh, I wish I was a punk rocker with flowers in my hair.
To be honest, she's probably sick and tired of singing it and wants a new hit. Yeah, she's desperate.
She's thinking...
And she's got to the end of her tether with singing that song. She's gone...
I made this record.
Let's try and get it playlisted. And she goes to the BBC and they say, no, Sandy. So she's definitely not happy.
Honest to God, I am fucking sick to death of the bullshit that this industry pulls on people like me. And I have had it enough. I am done. Fuck you, Radio 2. Fuck you, Bauer Network. And fuck the lobbies, because it is utter shit, okay?
Hang on.
This is... I don't know.
I think she's got herself a bit lost in the rant.
But it's when she says, fuck all of yous. What have I done to you, Sandy Tom?
We were going to play that as our track of the week, but now...
you said, fuck you, Sandy. Cross that line.
I am done. I have better things to do with my life and my time.
You should have thought about that a little sooner.
Yeah.
It hasn't gone well since.
Oh, I wish I was a punk rocker with flowers in my head.
I just think sometimes these people need to let go a little bit sooner. For the sake of their sanity. Do you know what I mean?
I am done. I have better to do with my life and my time. And this is utter bullshit. So see you later. Okay? Radio 2, go and shove it up your arse. Because I really don't fucking care anymore.
Yeah.
Do we have a copy of the song?
Shove it up your arse.
No, but seriously, do we have a copy?
I don't think we do.
No.
That's sweet.
Next week.
Get
copy of songs.
Tom Earthquake.
Shove it up your arse.
I'm sorry, Sandy. If by chance, right, Sandy happens to listen to this
Sandy.
Podcast. No, please.
Do you know
keep
what I
writing
mean?
Music.
Luck.
Shove it up your arse.
Keep writing music that matters to you.
Yeah. Don't try and conform to formulas into formats, love. It won't work for you.
No.
All right?
I feel like I should play it tomorrow morning. I feel like I should get a copy and play it tomorrow morning.
Do whatever you want, mate.
Will I get fired for that?
Probably.
Shove it up your arse.
Right. Okay.
Oh, so, poor Sandy.
Poor Sandy.
Genuinely poor Sandy, because it's not a nice thing to be rejected by the industry that's essentially giving you a lot of work.
She's probably right. She's probably had a lot of bullshit. But at the end of the day, like I said, there are a lot of musicians who hang on a little bit too long. And and when you get to the point, I think, that you're just trying... She's like, straight away, oh, yeah, I made it to suit them. It's like, you're not making genuine music that's true to you, so it ain't going to be any good.
No. Just our opinion.
Just my opinion, Sandy.
Shove it up your arse.
Right. Get it back to the James Bond that I went to see.
Right. You don't like James Bond. Why do you keep going back?
Because it's now time for this week's quiz. Quiz.
We don't need any more jingles. Right, note to self. Next week, no, get extra fanfare.
This week's quiz. Famous songs from movies. The movies may not be big, but the songs are massive.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
Let's go. This is a quiz, a quiz for my mate Rob. And this is a quiz for my mate Rob. And this is a quiz for my mate Rob.
Shove it up your arse.
This is a quiz for my mate Rob. And this is a quiz for my mate Rob. Lyric Man will read out lyrics to those movie songs that I spoke about previously. Are you ready for question number one?
Yes.
Baby, I compare you to a kiss from Rose on the Gray. Ooh, the more I get of you, the stranger it feels. Yeah. And now that your rose is in bloom, a light hits the gloom on the Gray.
Who the bloody hell do you think that is?
Well, I think that's from Batman.
Quite confident on that. Yeah, I was going to say, if you can get the film as well, there's a Brian bonus.
Brian bonus, it's from Batman.
You can have a piece of this peppermint chocolate that I've got for... I've got quite a few blocks of it left.
Cool, all right.
All right.
Five blocks left, that would be handy. It's from Batman, it is Seal and
what
Kiss
Batman?
From a Rose.
What Batman? Ooh.
Not the latest trilogy. It's from the previous trilogy, probably late 90s, early 2000s, with... what was the guy who played?
Christian Bale.
Christian... No. The one before him.
Kiefer.
Sutherland, yes.
No. That's Jack Bauer, isn't it? 24, he was Batman.
Was it in... He definitely would make a good
Val
Batman.
Kilmer.
Him.
Got him.
Anyway, it's in Batman, and it's Seal, Kiss from a Rose.
Yeah, what Batman?
Oh, Batman Returns.
No.
Oh.
Oh, it's fucking Batman
Begins.
Forever. No.
Baby, I compare you to a kiss.
A kiss from a rose
on the gray. The more I get of you, the stranger it feels. Yeah.
Now that
your rose is in bloom,
some chocolate for you.
A light
hits
the gloom.
Well, thank you very much. Nom 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 nom.
Beautiful. Right, question number two.
Let them say we're crazy. I don't care about that. Put your hand in my hand, baby. Don't ever look back. Let the world around us just fall apart. Baby, we can make it if we're heart to heart.
Me and you were chatting off mic after that. You didn't hear it, did you?
I wasn't really listening, if I'm being completely frank with you.
Right. Shall we go again?
So hang on, no. Let me see if I can guess.
Go on.
We're having heard none of it. So it's a song from a movie.
Yeah. Correct.
So from some point in history, a song from a movie.
Yes.
What is that movie? The right answer?
What is that movie? What is that band?
I haven't got a clue. No. I wasn't listening.
Let them say we're crazy. I don't care about that.
A Starship.
Put your hand in my hand, baby.
From the film Mannequin.
Don't ever look back.
Nothing's going to stop us now.
Never seen it.
Let the world around us.
That's whether you've fucking seen
just
it.
Just fall apart.
Just
baby,
help.
We can make it. If we're heart to heart.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. Fuck it out.
Shove it up your arse.
If this world runs out of love, cause you know this song. You've got to know this song. Why are you singing this?
Nothing's gonna stop us.
Wow, don't come in at the end. Fuck it out. Oh, whoa. So.
Of course I know that song.
One out of two.
I just have no idea what movie it's from.
Right.
Never even heard of it.
It's from Mannequin. Not seen Mannequin?
Nope.
It's a film off of the 80s. You
okay.
Know? Go and watch it, along with Electric Dreams. Are you ready for question number three?
I suppose so.
Listen to the ground. There is movement all around. There is something going down, and I can feel it. On the waves of the air, there is dancing out there. If it's something we can share, we can steal it.
Who do you reckon that is?
You've got a flipping clue.
No.
It's going down to the ground. It's quite an upbeat tune, I reckon.
Yeah.
Who it is and what film it's from.
Don't look at my notes. Too long, mate.
No, I don't know.
Listen to the ground. There is movement all around. There is something going down. And I can feel it. On the waves of the air, there is dancing out there. If it's something we can share, we can steal it.
The Bee Gees, Rob. And Night Fever from Saturday Night Fever, eh?
Of course.
The Bee Gees.
I'd never got that.
It's quite a hard one tonight, isn't it, for you?
Yeah, There was just nothing specific in it.
Are you ready for question number four?
I am.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here, you can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space. With the air, like I don't care, baby, by the way.
This is an archive clip, Rob. I can't remember whether you got it wrong or right before, but it's from a movie, a song from a movie. You need to get one right.
I've got one right, thank you. The first one.
Need to get two right.
You gassing away afterwards does not help. I don't know. You're too busy wanging on about something.
All right, calm down.
Oh,
be happy.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here. You can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space. With the air, like I don't care, baby, by the way.
Pharrell and Happy from Despicable Me 2. I've now seen all of them. All right, mate.
Shut up.
Oh. That was bloody spiteful.
That was bloody spiteful. Anyway, are we ready for...
You can shove it up your arse.
Shove it up your arse.
Shove it up your arse.
Sorry, mate.
It's all right. It was a bit vicious.
Let's all calm down.
Can we calm down?
Calm.
I got that one wrong.
You did. Right. Final one. What's the score?
1 out of 4.
Let's settle. 1 out of 4. Let's see if you can get this. This is also an archive clip.
Okay.
I wish I didn't feel so strong about you, like happiness and love revolve around you. Trying to catch your heart is like trying to catch a star. So many people love you, baby. That must be what you are.
Can you remember?
This sounds like an archive clip as
well.
It is
an archive clip. I said it was an archive clip. I'm trying not to wang on where you're thinking. I would like to keep talking and annoy you. Do you know what I mean? So I'm going to keep quiet and not say nothing.
I'm well lost, mate. My mind is gone.
I wish I didn't feel so strong about you. Like happiness and love revolve around you. Trying to catch your heart.
Exactly, Rob. Yeah.
Is like trying to catch a star. So many people love you, baby. That must be what you are.
Wait, it won't start to fall. Carry your heart into my arms. That's where you belong. In my arms, baby, yeah.
From Three Men and a Little Lady. I did say that you wouldn't pick
you
films.
I see what you've picked some bright spoons, haven't you?
It's our references tonight. They're actual bang on. Bang on references.
Oh, they are right. So far-fetched. It's not even real. Oh, honestly, what the hell is happening?
Okay. Right. It's the end of a very weird quiz.
Okay, yeah. If anyone else got anything for that quiz, I'd be amazed.
That was...
It's mate Rob.
That was a quiz.
A quiz for his mate Rob.
And that was a quiz for my mate Rob.
Me!
And that was a quiz for my mate Rob.
time of chimpanzees, I was a monkey. Mutant in my veins, so I'm out to cut the junkie with the plastic eyeballs. Spray paint the vegetables, dog food skulls, the beefcake pantyhose. Kill the headlights and put it in neutral. Stock car flaming with a loser in the cruise control. Babies in Reno, the vitamin D. Got a couple of couches to sleep on the love seat. Complain about a shotgun wedding and a stain in my shirt. Don't believe everything that you breathe. You get a parking violation and a maggot on your sleeve. So shave your face with some mace in the dark. Saving all your food stamps and burning down the trailer park. Yo, cut it! So
so we got some news this week for you. Not news. No, it's a little bit of news. We are now on episode 45. If you're following us on iTunes or Audio Boom or the other one, that doesn't reap much rewards. No reason being on Stitcher at all, I don't think.
Yeah, well, I don't think we're really on it as such.
Please go and listen to this podcast on Stitcher this week. Just be different. Just buck a trend.
Throw it in there.
Buck a trend. And just recently, we have been counting down the episodes.
We have been counting up.
So from episode 40, and that is because at episode 50, we're going to call an indefinite suspension to this here podcast.
And hiatus.
Yeah, we got together initially to record and stuff, and we still love having a laugh every week and recording, and we love the fact that people like to listen to it as well, and we're always appreciative of that. But just, you know, certain things have to take priority now. Thing is, as well, it's kind of a good thing because now I'm out working and stuff, and that, like, we don't see each other that much. And on the nights that we, you know, do get, I want us to go and do stuff instead of sit and record. And do you know what I mean? Even though I love doing it,
and we do swear at our computers a lot. Of late, they have been sworn at a lot.
We will come back when someone buys us brand new equipment. How about that? You buy me a new PC, we'll carry on doing it. Up until then, I'm not doing it because I fucking hate this computer. Right?
Stick up your ass.
Up your ass, indeed. Shove it up there.
Oh, there's the cough again.
Piss off. Shove it
out. Hang on a minute. Well, before we do sign off, we haven't told them last week's lullaby bye yet.
Oh, yeah. Lullaby bye time. Breaking rocks in a hot sun. I fought the law and the law won. I fought the law and the law won. It was indeed the clash and I fought the law.
And the law won.
I fought the law and the law. Dun, dun, dun,
dun. Actually, that comes in a bit, but yeah.
We're waiting for it.
Yeah.
I fought the law and the law won. I fought the law and the bam, 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 bam. There it is. Came eventually.
So that's last week's Lullaby Bye.
And we'll have another one in a minute. We're not going to do a compare this week because we appreciate it's getting a little bit fucking tedious. So we'll have a week off.
Yeah, and our minds are slowly melting, right? Like Sandy Tom's.
Yeah, we'll have a week off from that. So we are going to sign out. Da-da-da-da. there you go. Another late episode. We came, we saw, we podcasted. And next week, we will strive to get this out on a Wednesday. If not, it'd be a Friday. You'll get it when you get it.
Yeah, but remember, next Tuesday.
Yep.
We're out.
Oh, yeah, we're out next week.
We are out.
We're out. We're going to watch everything in Cambridgeshire. So, yeah, it'll probably be late again next week. We apologise, but there's only a few episodes left, isn't there? But we're going to make them really good episodes.
Oh, yeah.
Christmas is coming up as well.
Oh, that is
and Christmas.
Insane.
If you thought this episode was mental, you'd just see us at Christmas. Once we get hyped up on those calendar chocolates,
yep.
You know, we're unstoppable. So, have you got anything happening in the forthcoming week?
For some strange reason, I suddenly realised... Yes, I have. No, I haven't. Yes, I have.
Don't take up all the time.
Yeah, I know, sorry. I'm comparing the big obstacle course race down the road on Saturday.
That'd be good.
And then going out for some drinks afterwards.
Beautiful.
You?
Right. You've left me no time.
Sorry.
See you next week. Maybe Tuesday, maybe Thursday, maybe Da-da Wednesday. For now. Who knows?
Shove it up your arse.